Welcome to Mental Health Monday, where we discuss a variety of mental health topics, ranging from discussions with professionals in the field, community events related to mental health, testimonials from people affected by or struggling with mental issues, as well as any other topic that helps maintain a consistent dialogue about mental health and the importance of normalizing these discussions. I'm your host, Vince Tropea. Today, we're here with Katie Baxter, the Community Mental Health Project Manager for Fremont County School District Number 1, Project AWARE. She's here to talk about an upcoming free suicide prevention training, a little bit about the local Project AWARE, and to talk about mindfulness exercises that anyone can do at home anytime that help with those mental health issues. But before we get into it, Katie, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, Vince. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great. Really appreciate you taking the time to come fill us in on what you do at Project AWARE. We've had you on the show before, but if you could just kind of remind me what Project AWARE is and what's your role within the group.
Thanks for asking, Vince. Starting in 2020, Fremont County School District was selected as one of the first three school districts in the state to participate in Wyoming's Project AWARE, which stands for Advancing Wellness and Resilience in Education. Wyoming Project AWARE is funded by SAMHSA, or the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Administration.
Now, how long have you been involved with Project AWARE?
I came into Project AWARE last September.
So you've been involved with it, but could you kind of give us a little more background, too, on what the main goals and priorities of Project AWARE are?
Yeah. Project AWARE aims to promote better student access to mental health services by training school staff to recognize, understand, and respond to signs of psychological distress among students. It's a 5-year grant that focuses resources on three main areas. That's increasing access to mental health and behavioral health services for students, which includes addressing barriers like time conflicts, transportation, cost, and stigma. We are also partnering with a local mental health agency to provide these services. We're currently partnered with Path Behavioral Health, and they provide the school district with a licensed school-based counselor as well as a case manager. Through Project AWARE funding, we can provide the mental health counseling services for students regardless of insurance or their ability to pay.
Okay. And that's just such a huge service to provide because, like you mentioned, addressing those barriers like time conflict and transportation, those things are daunting when you're trying to figure out how to better yourself or go to seek out professional help, mental health. That can be the one thing that keeps you from doing it.
Absolutely. We want to remove as many barriers as possible for kids and encourage folks. It should be one of the priorities for all of us.
Make the time to do it for sure. But also, if you guys can help make it easier, that's just such a huge service.
Definitely.
And you guys provide training to school staff too, correct?
Yeah, that's the second priority for Project AWARE. We provide that training to school staff, but also the students, families, and community organizations. So it's really expansive. And the trainings that we provide include mental health awareness, substance abuse awareness, and also violence and bullying prevention.
And I know you can't dive into it too much, but there is some pretty serious substance abuse issues with kids these days, isn't there?
Yeah, we do see a lot of prevalence, and we want to do everything we can to keep families informed and help get kids the proper care right away. We know if we get them the services they need, they have better chances.
Mm-hmm. And just helping them out with that, because that can either be caused by or lead to many mental health issues and struggles.
Yes.
Now, what about building out or reaching out to local infrastructure and closing the gaps?
Yeah, that's one of the great things about the grant is that we can help build out that local infrastructure and close the gaps between services. We really have a lot of gaps in Wyoming just because we're limited with resources here. And so part of it is building new policies and procedures, supporting more family engagement opportunities within the school district, being able to provide resources to the community like medication bottles with locking lids, depression and anxiety workbooks, and helping to refer and connect families to other sources of support based on their needs. Another great thing about the program is we can collaborate with local and state community organizations like Fremont County Prevention and the Wyoming Department of Health.
And that's huge too, just that because it takes a group effort in all of this. It's not just one group that can address it. And Fremont County Prevention does a bunch of amazing things, and so does WDH.
Yes, definitely. And it really takes us all coming together and working towards this. It takes the whole community, really.
It truly does. Speaking of that, I did hear you mention some mental health trainings that'll be coming up. Now, is this Project AWARE trainings, or is this something different? And when and where are they going to be?
Yeah, actually, we have one coming up this week. It's on Thursday, June 30th and Friday, July 1st. And it's actually in partnership with the Fremont County Prevention. And it's a free ASSIST training.
Okay, explain what that is.
ASSIST stands for Applied Suicide Intervention Skills Training. And it's a two-day interactive workshop in suicide first aid. ASSIST teaches participants to recognize when someone may have thoughts of suicide and how to work with them to create a plan that will support their immediate safety. We know that's really important in areas where we don't have local sources for or inpatient. Mm-hmm, so ASSIST is a great training to have.
What else can people expect from the workshops and presentations?
Over the course of the two-day LivingWorks workshop, through presentations, videos, work group, and practice scenarios, ASSIST participants will learn to understand the ways that personal and societal attitudes affect views on suicide and interventions. They'll learn to provide guidance and suicide first aid to a person who may be having thoughts of suicide in ways that meet that individual's safety needs. Participants will also be able to identify the key elements of an effective suicide safety plan and the actions required to implement it. They learn the value of improving and integrating suicide prevention resources in the community at large, and also learn to recognize other important aspects of suicide prevention, including life promotion and self-care.
Now, who is this workshop open up to? Who can attend?
Anyone in the community can come as long as they're age 16 and up.
Okay.
They're welcome to come attend ASSIST. We just ask that people make sure they can attend both days and that they register beforehand.
Okay, so it's they have day one of training and there's a follow-up training that goes along with it. And then it's one of those things too where I'm assuming, you know, a lot of listeners are people who you know, may not have someone directly in their lives that's going through mental health issues. You may not think that you need to take these classes, but it can be one of those things where if you take it before it's an issue with someone, then you'll be able to better identify, I'm assuming, correct?
Absolutely. Just being trained in these skills ahead of time, you never know when that situation might arise where you need to help someone. And so if you are more comfortable in knowing what to do, that can be really helpful.
It's kind of like, just knowing CPR, you know, it's that important. It's a life-saving thing. And even though it may not be something you use every day, when you need to use it, it's going to be...
Absolutely. Yep.
Makes all the difference. Now, do folks need to register for the class?
Yeah, people can register by going to the Fremont County Prevention website and click on the events tab, and the ASSIST training is listed in the drop down menu.
Okay, perfect. What other details for it? So where is it? What times and everything?
Yeah, it's from 9 to 5, both Thursday and Friday, and it will be held at the Riverton Library at 1330 West Park Avenue.
Okay, those dates one more time, too?
That's June 30th and July 1st.
When people think of suicide prevention training, a lot of times they may be resistant to sign up and, yeah, think it doesn't apply to them or just want to avoid the heavy topic. Do you find that to be the case as well, kind of like what we were just talking about where people think that, you know, they may not need it, but are there other situations that may prevent them from going, do you think?
Yeah, I do think that that's a common thought about when we talk about suicide prevention trainings is, oh, that doesn't sound like a good time. Like, mm-hmm. I don't want to go do that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, part of that is the stigma surrounding the topic of suicide. And although the subject of the ASSIST training is quite serious, we really try to provide a balance between safety and challenge for the participants. I mean, we're in there as a group. We're all learning together. We don't recommend that a person signs up if they've recently experienced a suicide loss, but we do have trained people that will be on hand to speak to if emotions arise for participants.
Okay. And that's just huge, too, because another thing that lends to the daunting aspect of going to these things is you may not have you may have that worry or concern, like, what if I start talking about this and then I'm not able to handle it, but you've got people there to support.
Yeah, absolutely. It's very much a supportive atmosphere. And we're all there to help normalize having that conversation about suicide. And it doesn't have to be dark and dreary. I mean, it's also about hope, support, recovery, and helping one another.
What have you seen in terms of people who've gone through this training before? What was their results?
Even those that signed up because maybe their organization wanted them to go through it, more often than not, people tell us that they find it really valuable and they say they're really glad they took it or they wish they took it before. A lot of people say, oh, that wasn't nearly as bad as I thought it was going to be, terms of, you know, the subject matter and the stigma surrounding it. But you never know when those skills might come in handy. And with the limited mental health resources in our state, every one of us can have a role in saving lives from suicide, kind of like we mentioned earlier.
100%. And I mean, I haven't attended those classes, but I'm just assuming too, a large part of it is just learning the art of de-escalation. So, I mean, you can use that anywhere in life. Anywhere. It doesn't have to be a completely serious life-threatening situation, but if you learn how to de-escalate just an argument or a conversation, that's...
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, not everyone that you are going to run into that you ask if they're suicidal is actually going to be having those thoughts. So you can apply the skills that you learn in this training to just having those hard conversations or helping people through other things, even if they're not thinking of suicide.
Seeing the warning signs too.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's really important.
Identifying them rather, not just seeing them by like, okay, that's something that we need to look into. And you said that this training is free as well, correct?
Yeah, it's free.
That's amazing. Now we kind of mentioned at the top of the show too, that, there's a lot of things that we can do to keep ourselves in a healthy mental space. I know mindfulness gets, mentioned quite a bit. A lot of people don't know what that is, what it means, and, what are some things that they can do on their own? Could you kind of describe that a little bit?
Yeah. When we talk about healthy activities or practicing mindfulness, I mean, there is a huge variety of things that folks can do as a coping skill. And I mean, some healthy activities that come to mind. What would you say? What's a healthy activity you participate in, Vince?
I walk my dog every day at least 2 to 5 miles.
Nice. Yeah, I like to go paddleboarding when I actually have the time to sneak away.
That's your go-to. And yeah. That provides you that mindfulness. We were kind of chatting before, too. I don't think a lot of people realize that fishing, hunting, those are all forms of mind. You're only focused on one thing. So you may not realize that you're out there getting nature therapy when you are.
Absolutely. It's about being present. And, you know, when those opportunities aren't there for us to go ahead and leave, we can do things at home too, or just in our backyards. These are things parents can practice with their kids as well.
Awesome.
I mean, things like going for walks, listening to calming music. Mm-hmm. There's one mindfulness exercise I'm a really big fan of.
What's that?
Want to hear about it?
Yes, please.
It's called the 5 senses exercise. And it just asks that you take a few minutes to sit comfortably and quietly, either inside, outside, and you're going to practice being present just by using your 5 senses. So you start with just taking some breaths slowly and take as much time as you need through the steps. But one of the first things you do is you look around and you say, what are 5 things that you notice or see around you? And you just observe them, keeping your mind in that space. After that, you find 4 things that within arm's reach that you can feel, like the texture of your shirt on your skin or the chair you're sitting in, the breeze from a fan, or how your feet feel on the floor. Maybe if you're outside, you might feel the grass between your fingertips. Then the next step would be to listen for 3 things you can hear. And that's followed by 2 things you can smell. And for the last one, you know, find 1 thing that you can taste or 1 good feeling that you have about yourself. Is a really great way to kind of end that exercise, and you take all the time you need. And even as thoughts come in, you just kind of observe them and you go right back to whatever sense you're focusing on. So
yeah. Well, I mean, that 100% makes it, because it gets you out of your head. You know, when you're focusing on, when you're having those intrusive thoughts, you know, it may just take that little, like you said, the breeze of something, like, oh, okay. Yeah. There is a world out there that's in front of me that's not in between these 2 ears of mine right now.
Yeah, I think we're not very good at being present anymore these days, and that's a lot of where that anxiety comes from. We're worried about things that happened in the past or things that are happening in the future, and so just taking the time to observe what's around us and slowing things down for even just a few minutes, that can really help.
100%, and I've been reading a lot lately about Stoicism, the ancient philosophy, and it was basically mindfulness. That's all it really came down to, was mindfulness. And then they did an exercise called negative visualization. And I loved reading about that, where it's, you know, you have those thoughts where you're thinking your mind's going wild. But if you learn how to harness those thoughts, and you can just start thinking, okay, well, imagine if it did go this bad. Imagine if this did go bad. Then you've kind of set up your brain to be able to handle it a little bit better if and when it does happen. If it happens, you're prepared. If it doesn't, then you can be kind of happy that nothing bad happened. But
absolutely.
They are big on that every morning, mixed with journaling. So journaling is just another mindful thing, whether it's, you know, talking about stuff that you're thankful for or things that you need to work on that day. It gets you out of that tangent of thoughts that can take over.
Absolutely. Journaling is huge. It's a really great coping skill.
And there's a lot of things out there that folks have to help, but they just need to know that they're out there. Can you tell us one more time where people can sign up for the ASSIST training?
Yeah, you can go to fremontcountyprevention.com, and it's listed under the events tab. There's a registration form to fill out right under that.
Okay, perfect. And is there anything else folks should know, anything you want to get out to our listeners about the assist trainings or about Project Aware, anything else that you wanted to?
Well, I think that we, in your interviews, you usually talk about the crisis lines, and I feel like that's important to just go ahead and reiterate. And so the crisis and suicide prevention hotline is 1-800-273-8255. And after July 16th, you can also just call 988, and that will also reach that same suicide and crisis center. And even if you're just helping someone in crisis, you can call the line, and they can give you advice on how to help the person you're with. You can also text WYO to 741-741 for crisis support if you feel more comfortable texting.
And that's just an amazing thing to have out there, a service to provide for folks who... Going back to that phrase again, it might be daunting, it might be kind of scary to reach out, but you can make a phone call. You can have a text at the very least.
Absolutely, yep.
Well, Katie, thank you so much for stopping by and taking the time to fill us in on the assist trainings that are coming up, and we'd love to have you back or anyone else back anytime you guys want.
Thanks so much, Vince.
All right, we're going to go ahead and wrap things up today for Mental Health Monday. We'll be back with more Coffee Time coming your way after a quick word from our sponsors.